Okay.
No copy.
That's good. Okay, we are, today's daf is daf Mem Ches. We are on Mem Zayin and Mabez. Two dots. We just quoted that once a potential ger accepts the Kabbalah's mitzvahs, so then we mouth them right away. Why? Because the Gemara says, Shihuye mitzvah lo mashhinan, we don't delay performing a mitzvah. I alluded to yesterday the piece of the Minchas Asher in Simon Chav Beis in Vayera, where it discusses four principles that are used interchangeably by some poskim, but in the view of Rav Asher Weiss, they are each have a different point to them, and they are meduyak in how they're used in Chazal in the Gemara. Zriza Magdim and Lemitzvahs is used whenever there is a mitzvah to do in a certain amount of time. Where the focus of a mitzvah is the act and not the result so much. So then there's a kiyum to do the act as early as possible, so that that reflects that chibah lemitzvah. Like he quotes in Meiri and Harios, Kishitava Dar Mitzvah Liado, Shumachal Zviza Magdimin, and you're not Misacher, so that shows Derek Kavana Me'ula. Ella, but if you don't do it right away, it's Kimisha Osa Osa Derek Pirik Ol Umitzvah Melumada. So that's why it's an ikir to do it as early as you can, Tfilah, Mila, Shofar. Even though all of those are kosher, Kol Hayom, but still Zriza Makdimin, you should do it as early as possible. You don't find Zriza Makdimin, he says, by mitzvahs that have to do with the result. For example, marriage. You have marriage as early in the morning as possible. You don't have that. Ay, bris milah you have, and tefillin, but marriage, you don't have that. Or chalitza, shchita, you don't have them, because there, the ikar, he says, is the totsah, the result that comes out of it. That's Zriza Makdimin. What about shihuye mitzvah lo mashhinan? So he says, that is always used where you are worried that if you don't do it as soon as possible, something is going to come up and prevent you from doing it. Shihuye mitzvah lo mashhinan. Chalitza, you don't wait for a katan to become a gadol, or for a gadol shiach to the Medina Sayam, the Gemara said earlier, because you worry they're not going to come, you worry that's always going to happen. Shihuye mitzvah lo mashhinan. That is where that principle is used. So here too, you worry to do the milah right now, you worry about change his mind, you worry about something else might happen. So that's why also, that's where that principle is used. And again, he gives examples. Number two. Number three, he says, chaviva mitzvah b'shaita. What is chaviva mitzvah b'shaita? So he says, to call mitzvah sheish ba ikir zman la'azos ha-mitzvah. V'zman nosaf sheyotzi yidei chavaso. Wherever you have two times to do the mitzvah, one ikur and one tafel. So we always try to do it in the ikur time and not in the tashlumen time. That's the language of chaviv mitzvah b'shaita, in its appropriate, in its most appropriate time. He talks about hector chalav ve'ivarim. The ikur's man is like avodas hakarbanos. The laila is just the tashlumen. So that's why chaviv mitzvah b'shaita, even if this means you might have to be Docha Shabbos, but still, or Yantif in some cases, we had a Mesechus Pesachim, still we would allow it B'Shaita, because that's the Iker Zman. So that is Riza Makdimin, and Chaviv Mitzvah B'Shaita, and Shuhiyah Mitzvah Lo Mashhinan, and finally, Ein Ma'avirin Al HaMitzvahs. Ein Ma'avirin Al HaMitzvahs, he says, is somewhat different, where you have two mitzvahs in front of you, and you're going to choose one over the other. So Ein Ma'avirin Al HaMitzvahs, you do what the mitzvah that is in front of you now. He does know that the Gemara uses this principle of emavirin in a few ways. Sometimes you're in the place of a mitzvah. If you have two mitzvahs in front of you and the time, either way, those are four, those separate principles. He says, Rav Hosein Rishonim Uposkim have used it differently, interchangeably. They're not as meduyak as Chazal, but he thinks that Chazal use it to reflect four different ideas, not all the same idea, though they are similar. Okay, let's continue. Continuing from the quote of the Braisa yesterday, the Gemara said that once the goy slash ger accepts Kabbalah's mitzvahs, has Kabbalah's mitzvahs, so we do bris milah right away, and if there are tzitzin hama'akvin that are left, if there are parts of the milah that is ma'akiv the milah, that you didn't cut off the entire foreskin, so then you go back. Like we learned in Masech HaShabbos, Eloin tzitzin ha-ma'akvin ha-milu. What are the tzitzin ha-ma'akvin? Basar ha-chofes rov ha-tara, ve'yid ocha b'shuma. Basar, that is part of the flesh that covers the part of the mila that has to be uncovered. And if he's a kohen and he does not and he has these tzitzin still, he's allowed to eat truma. He still has the status of an arel. Okay, two different descriptions exactly which part of the flesh has to be taken off. I saw Davar Charif from the Sha'ar Mizyan Bahalacha, who asks the question that we alluded to yesterday. That is, what do we have to know this here for? So it says, you have to do bris milah right away. So then it throws in, if there are tzitzin and ma'akvin, so then you have to get him off. Of course, that's one of the halachas of milah. Why would you have thought otherwise? Why did it say all halachas of milah here? It throws in that you have to make sure that the tzitzin and ma'akvin are off. Why dafka is that mentioned here? So it says the Sha'ar Mizyan Bahalacha, we're talking about gerim here. If you go back to Avram Avinu was Tchila L'Gerim. The Gemara says in Chagiga Daf Gimel. Tchila L'Gerim. Avram was the first Ger. And by Avram Avinu, he was only Mitzuveh on Mila and not Priya. He was Mitzuveh. You look at the Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Beis. He discusses this, that only the cutting Avram Avinu was Mitzuveh in, but pulling back the foreskin, the Priya, this Mila and Priya, he was not Mitzuveh in that. That is why B'nai Keturah, the Gemara talks about B'nai, we're going to have later on, B'nai Keturah, B'nai Yishmael, they only do Mila, they don't do Priya. But says the Sha'ar Mizyan Bahalacha, that's why you would have had a Hava Mina here. The Tzitzin and Ma'akvin might be part of the Priya act and not the Mila act. So that's why there would have been a Hava Mina. That, by here, he's talking about Mila of Ger. A Mila of Ger, maybe you should follow Avram Avinu, who the Mila is the Iker and not the Priya, and it wouldn't be as important. So even if there are tzitzin and ma'akvin, it's okay. Kamash Mulan, no. Nitzna Torah is Chacha Halacha, even though Avram Avinu did that, but as we know, that once the Torah was given, we do mitzvahs because of Moshe Rabbeinu, not because of Avram Avinu. That's the Rambam in Chulin Daf Kuf in the Pirush Mishnayis, the difference between the history of a mitzvah and the reason that a mitzvah is binding upon us. So that was the Havamina, though, why it is quoted here. Okay, one other point though, and that is the Beis HaLevi. The Beis HaLevi asks, this is in Shuvas, in Chelek Beisim in Mem Zayin, that this issue of Tzitzin Ma'akvin, Tzitzin She'ena Ma'akvin, we had in Masechah Shabbos, and really there's a machlokas there. And according to the tour, you have to be chozer for even for the Tzitzin She'ena Ma'akvin. Only on Shabbos is it limited to Tzitzin Ma'akvin. According to the tour, you have to be chozer even for the Tzitzin She'ena Ma'akvin. So here, why does the Brisa specify that only the Tzitzin Ma'akvin has to be chozer for? According to the tour, that's on Shabbos, you only chozer for those. But if it's not on Shabbos, you have to be chozer even for the Tzitzin She'ena Ma'akvin. So two answers are given. The Beis HaLevi answers that, no, the difference is here, if you do more, then you're going to push off the tefillah more. There's a downside. There's a counter pressure. Because here we say you have to wait till it gets healed in order to do the tefillah. So even the tour would agree here, at least now, don't go back for the tzitzit she'ed ma'akvin. Maybe later after the tefillah. But you want to get the guy Jewish as soon as possible. A. Another answer that I saw some achronim give is that tzitzit she'ed ma'akvin, what's the larger category that fits in? That's hiddur mitzvah. That's that kelev yanvehu. Maybe there's no hiddur mitzvah by a guy. We're talking about a guy here who's not Jewish yet. So maybe there's no hiddur mitzvah. Maybe even the tour would agree here that you don't have to be chozer bo by the tzitzit she'ed ma'akvin. Either because you're going to push off the tefillah more, the Beis HaLevi, or because there's no hiddur mitzvah by a guy. Okay, so on this point we have the Sha'ar Mizyan Bahalacha about Avram Avinu, and we have the Beis HaLevi about the tzitzit she'ed ma'akvin. Even during the week, we had the machlokas Ramam tour. I don't think we had that sheet, but yet the tzitzit ma'akvin, you have to go back.
Right.
Tzitzit she'ena ma'akvin. Yeah, that was the Rambam, I think. Right. Even during the week. Right. So this is going. This sounds like even during the week you do. This might prove like that sheet. That's the Beis HaLevi's question. Why does it give truma? So again, that's the Nafka Mina always given. Shuma Karim Pesach. Right, you up to the beginning of Parak Ha'arel. We'll have later on in the Parak Shmini. So the beginning of Ha'arel, we'll talk about the Nafka Mina. Stuff Ayin. Okay, two dots. Nisra, but I'm not sure exactly why I picked Truma here. Nisrapa, Batbila Nasso Miyad. Right, talking about a Ger, obviously not a Kohen. Right, correct. Nisrapa, Batbila Nasso Miyad. So once he gets healed from the Milos, then you do Tovelim right away. Nisrapa in low, Nisrapa low. If he only if it gets healed, do you put him in the mikveh not beforehand? My time, Mishim Demaya Marzumaka. Okay, the word just says Derech Agav that. You know why? Because tefillah water is dangerous for the wounds, and therefore you have to wait till it gets better in order to put him in the mikveh. Two Tabechachamim stand above him when he goes into the mikvah. Doesn't a ger require a bezdin, require three? So what do you mean two stand above him? So Rabbi Yochanan Latana Tani Shlosha. Okay, you're right. It's supposed to be three. Talava Allah Hari Yukli Yisrael L'chol Dvarav. If he's Tovel, and then he comes out that he's like a full Jew, L'may Hilchasa, L'may Nafkamina is this, what do you mean he's a full Jew? T'hadar Be'yu Makadish Bas Yisrael, Yisrael Mumar Karina Be'y, the Kiddush of Kiddushin, because let's say after he goes through this process, the very next day he decides to throw it all away, Chas V'Shalom, no, I've had it, even though he just went through Mila Tfila, he realizes the first morning, he gets up in the middle of the night to go do the daf, and he's exhausted, and he's wondering, what am I doing here, what kind of life is this? So he throws it all away, Chas V'Shalom. So that's tough luck. Once you're Jewish, you're Jewish. And Kiddush of Kiddushin. And your Kiddush of our Kiddushin. And on this line of the Gemara is where we discussed already the Rishonim. So the Ritva here has a lengthy discussion of it. We refer to this all the way back at the beginning of the first parak, and that is Kiddushe Mumar. Kiddushin, Gerushin, Yibum, Chalitza, all of those done by a Jewish heretic. Are those significant? If a man gets married and he's a mumar, if he's not a mumar, then he becomes a mumar. Do you need gerushin? Or if the brother is a mumar, does the mumar, is that brother zakuk liibum? So Ruba de Ruba of the Rishonim say, yes, that brother is zakuk liibum, a kedushin mumar is kedushin, gerushin mumar is a gerushin. There is a shita in the Gaonim who say otherwise, that just like a mumar has a halacha like a guy in other areas, like shchita and other areas, so too here. But generally, the kitesis is not that way. Shamina Mina says the Ritva right here. What do you see from here? Because it says if he was chozer bo, he's still considered a Jew. So he says Shamina Mina, the Yisrael Meshumad ki Yisrael Nidon, the Kiddush of Kiddush Geburim who had the filu get the Gito get a filu Kiddush Shekiddush Begiuso. So again, this is the shita of Rov Rishonim that the Kiddushin, all the Inyani Ishis of a Mumar, is halachically significant, even though sometimes it's tragic. We wish that this woman wouldn't have to do Yibum. Wouldn't be Zaka, because this guy has no interest in doing Yibum. Or we wish that this Mumar who got married is not, because he doesn't want to give his wife a get, he's somewhere else. So again, sometimes we wish otherwise. But again, halachically, it is significant. Two dots. First wide line. The Brisa continued and said, there is no difference between the Ger and the Evan Meshuchrar. The Evan Meshuchrar, remember, is an Evan Kenani who is in between non-Jewish and Jewish. He was Tovel L'Shem Avdus. That was his first tefillah. And now, the second tefillah, which is going to make him Jewish, there's no difference between the Ger and the Evan Meshuchrar. So regarding which halacha, is there no difference between the two? So the Gemara is going to have two possibilities, one now and one on line 25 in the next Amud. So, first possibility, number one, Kasalka Daituch del Kabbalah of all mitzvos. We assume the Havamina is that this is referring to Kabbalah's mitzvos. Regarding Kabbalah's mitzvos, the Ger and the Evan Meshuchrar both have to be Makabal mitzvos. In other words, the Ger when he becomes Jewish, and the Evan Meshuchrar at stage two. At stage two of his, meaning not when he becomes an Evan Kenani, but when he's becoming a full Jew, a Meshuchrar, so he has to have Kabbalah's mitzvos. For Aminu, is that true? We have a Brisa that says otherwise, but we remember a Ger. When do we say that Kabbalah's mitzvos is needed, is only by a Ger? Avo be'Evan Meshuchrar ain't Sarach LaKabel. But by an Evan Meshuchrar, he does not need a Kabbalah. He doesn't need a Kabbalah, so how some of Farshim explain is that once this Evan Kenani bought into the system of becoming an Eved Kenani, he wanted to become an Eved that was owned by a Jew and go to the laws of Eved Kenani, and at stage one, he already starts being Mechuyev in mitzvahs like an Isha. Right, there's a difference between them. He doesn't have Kedushas Yisrael, but he's a Mechuyev in mitzvahs. So once he bought into that system, so you don't, at stage two, it's tough luck. At stage two, he has to be Mekabel it automatically. We're going to get to whether he has a way out. But this sheet is saying, at least now, Ein Sarach LaKabel. So how could we say that our Brisa says that there's no difference between Ger and Eved Meshuchrar regarding Kabbalah's mitzvahs? We have a Brisa that says otherwise. So Amar Rav Sheshes, Lo Kasha, Harshim Ben Elazar Harabana. No, it's a Machlokas Tanaim. Whether this Eved Meshuchrar requires Kabbalah's mitzvahs at the stage that he becomes a Jew. The Tanya, as the Brisa says, and we're bringing a Brisa from Yifas Toar. Yifas Toar, so we're going to compare all these halakha contexts. Yifas Toar, the case where a man captures a non-Jewish woman at war, different shitas, when the Bia Rishona is, machlokas and the Rishonim, exactly when it takes place. or allude to it a little bit here. Says the pasuk in Kiseitzei, Uvachze esaviyav es ima yerach yamim. She goes through a whole process. She cries for her parents, and she waits 30 days, and she grows her toenails, and she grows her hair. We'll get to all those, some of those details today. She goes through this whole process. Says the Braisa, Bamedra Mershal Kibla Ole. When does she have to go through this whole process? Only if she was not mekabel to become a Jew right away. Avol kibla alei, but if she was mekabelas to become a Jew right away, matbila umutter bamiyad. Then right away she's mutter. If she's mekabel, so then right away she's mutter. Reb Shimon ben Elazar Omer, afal bishalo kibla alei. Shimon ben Elazar says no. Even without kabbalas mitzvahs, there's a way, says Reb Shimon ben Elazar, for you to get her mutter to you right away without waiting the 30 days. How is that? Kofil matbila shem shifchus. Force her to become a Shifcha Kananis, stage one, make her into a Shifcha Kananis, v'chozim adbi l'shem shichur, and then dunk her again, l'shem shichur, u'mishachra, and then free her to become a full Jewish woman, u'mutu b'miyad, then you can be mutu to her right away. But what do you see from here? Says the Gemara, that according to Rav Shimon ben Elazar, the second stage of l'shem shichur does not require ratzon. Does not require ratzon. So the Gemara thinks that this stira in the Braisa is really a machlokes tanaim. Machlokes tanaim, whether in eved meshuchrar at stage two requires kabbalas mitzvahs. So that's the machlokes here. There's an interesting question that the Minchas Chinuch asks. He does not answer at the end of the Yifas Toar. Tov kuflam ebeis. Right, we know, famous line of Chazal, Dibur Torah Keneged Yetzirah. Yifas Toar, the man's not going to be able to control himself, so we give him a heter. Give him a heter, somehow he's allowed to live with this non-Jewish woman. Ask the Menchas Chinuch. According to Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, there's a way to make her Jewish. There's a way to make her Jewish and not rely on heterim. So he says, I don't understand why there are any heterim, especially according to him. You should. What do you mean, Dibur Torah Keneged Yetzirah, but there's a way out. Be Matel Her L'Shem Shifchus, and then L'Shem Yehudis. The same Jew. And he ends off, he says, there's a lot about this mitzvah that I don't understand. Hashem Ya'ir Einai. One day I hope that I'll be able to understand and have put my finger on this mitzvah after having 7 pages of writing about the mitzvah. So that's the Minchas Chinuch Kasha. But either way, for our purposes, the Gemara suggests that whether the Eved Meshuchrar needs Kabbalas Mitzvos at the stage that he becomes Jewish, Machlokas Tanoim. A ger obviously needs Kabbalas Mitzvos. What about an Eved Meshuchrar Machlokas Tanoim? That's the first suggestion. Continuing, you got a question? Omar Rava, my time at Rav Shimon Elazar. What's the reason? What's the source of Rav Shimon Elazar that you don't need Kabbalas Mitzvos here? Tichsiv, because the pasuk says, by Karban Pesach, Kol Eved Ish Miknas Kasef. Any eved of a man, miknas kasef, that's owned by a person, the pasuk continues, if your eved doesn't have bris milah, then you cannot eat karban pesach. That's the halacha. So he darshan out, it says eved ish. So eved ish for eved isha. What is this? It's coming to exclude an eved of a woman? What if a woman has an eved that she'll be able to eat the karban pesach? If she doesn't give her eved bris milah, so that's not can't be what is being meduyuk. Ella, what does it mean? What is the extra word ish teaching me? It's not referring to the Jew. It's referring rather Ella eved ish atamol balkarcho the iatamol ben ish balkarcho. Rashi has 2 pshatim. We'll go with the second one, which he likes. Iker eved ish atamol balkarcho in eved of a man, which means an eved kinani. And Eved Kenani, you can mal him bal karcho, even though he is a gadol bardas. That's what it means by ish. Eved ish, an Eved, even though he is a gadol, you can mal him bar karcho. This is the shita of Rav Shimon ben Elazar. But you can't mal ben ish bal karcho. But if a man is converting, you can't force his gadol son to convert with him. His gadol son is his own person. But this is the makar for Rav Shimon ben Elazar. Eved ish. Even an Eved who is a gadol, you let him mal bal karcho. The Rabbanan Amar, and the Rabbanan who argue and say, no, you need Kabbalah's mitzvahs. What do they do with this pasuk? Rabbanan Amar Ula, Kishem She'iyat Amal Ben Ishbal Karcho, Kach I'iyat Amal Eved Ishbal Karcho. They say, no, it's a comparison. Just like a Ben, a regular Gadol, cannot be forced, so too an Eved cannot be forced. El of a Haksiv Kol Eved Ish. So what's the pasuk teaching me then? What is the word Eved Ish, that phrase teaching me in the pasuk, if it's not teaching me the Shita of Rav Shimon ben Elazar? It should be teaching me the Shita of Shmuel. Darmer Shmuel writes in a number of places, Hamathkir Avdo, Yatza lacherus the ein sarak et shechrer. If somebody is mafkir, his slave, he has an avikanani, he's mafkir, his slave, the slave goes free even without a normally needed get shechrer, a normally needed document of freedom. If Shmuel's chiddush is machlokes, but if Shmuel's chiddush is that you're mafkir, your slave, he goes free even without a shtar shechrer. Shene'emar, as it says, based on this pasuk, call Eved Ish Miknas Kesef, Eved Ish, well, Eved Isha, again, it was Shui Medayik, Ish versus, man versus woman, and where it says, obviously not. Ella, what's the drasha? Eved Sheishlo Rishus L'Rabo Olav Kari Eved, V'Sheim Rishus L'Rabo Olav Ein Kari Eved. Only an Eved Eved Ish is defined as an Eved. The second that the Ish disappears, see, he's not defined as an Eved. How does this work? How do you mafkir an Eved, and then he goes free? So many Achronim explain that really, the rights that you have in the Eved, the Kinyan Isser, we spoke about yesterday, the two types of Kinyanim, Kinyan Mamon and Kinyan Isser. The Kinyan Isser, meaning your rights in the Mahus of the Eved, is only a function of the Kinyan Mamon. Once you make the Kinyan Mamon disappear, then the Kinyan Isser disappears as well. When you're Mafker, the Eved, the Kinyan Mamon disappears. So therefore, once the Kinyan Mamon disappears, the Kinyan Isser disappears as well. Tosis discusses that according to Shmuel, so hardly ever, why would you ever need a Shtar Shichrer? Tosis Dir Maskal Mafkir. So every case, you just be Mafkir as Eved. Why do you ever need discussions of a Shtar Shichrer? Okay, that's a discussion in Tosis. Yeah?
So, what would
right, Das by Mila, we're comparing. Right, that case, we're comparing the Das by the Mila and the Das by the Tfila. We're comparing the two. You're right. The Gemara is going to reject this in a minute anyway. Okay, Tosfos asks a question which gets into some lumdus, and that is if you look at the fourth wide line of Tosfos. The fourth wide line of Tosfos, Tosfos asks, "V'im Tomar Amay Lo Chashav Hefker Gabi Kinyanim Shel Eved Beperek Amad De Kiddushin." The Gemara Kiddushin lists off the Mishnah is there. How can an Eved be acquired? How can an Eved be freed? It lists off all the different Kinyanim. So why isn't Hefker on that list? According to Shmuel, as a way that you then Eved acquires himself. We have different ways that a master acquires an Eved and different ways that an Eved can acquire himself. Why isn't an Eved on that list? Tosfos has a beautiful lashon, very important. V'yesh lomar. Sorry, I skipped. V'yesh lomar, yeah. D'lo chashiv ela kinyanim shemakne harav le'eved atzmo. What is on that list? Kinyanim where the master is makne. The hefker eino ela siluk. Ba'alma shaharav misalik atzmo min ha'eved. But hefker is what's called siluk. It's not a kinyan, it's just removing himself. Various kinyanim. Is it by hefker? Are you being makne? Is the master positively putting it into the eved's rishus? Or when you're mafker anything, let's say you're mafker your watch to the street. Are you actively putting your watch into the street? Or are you just removing your ownership and the meila, it doesn't have an owner? So Tosfos says beferish that hefker is not a hakna, it's a siluk, it's a removal, and that's why it's not on that list. This discussion is quoted in the Avni Miluim. The Avni Miluim discusses Avni Miluim, the Ksosis commentary on Eben Ezer in Siman Mem Gimel. The Shulchan Aruch there says a katan can't get married. No matter how hard he tries, a katan can't get married. A katana can get married. The Oraisa, the Rabbana, a katan can't get married. So the Avni Miluim asks a question. He says, what do you mean a katan can't get married? Why not? I know, says the Avni Miluim, that there's a shita in the Rishonim called, not all the Rishonim, but some, Bali Tosfos hold, of what's called Da'as Acheres Makne. And that means if somebody else is pushing the kinyan into the katan's hands, then it works. For example, I give a katan something. He could be Kohen Midaraisa, according to many Rishonim. A Katan is Labar Das? The answer is no, my Das suffices. If I'm pushing this into the Katan's Rishus, Das Acheres Makne, so therefore it's going to work. That's why, that's by Dini Mamanis. If a Katan, is Yarshin, so that might be different, but Das Acheres Makne, if he tries to take something, he can't, but if there's somebody putting it into his Rishus, so then it works. So ask the Avni Miluim, so when a Katan gets married, the Katan is Kone, and her Isha Nikmes. So why don't we view it as the woman being makne herself to the katan? Das acheres makne. Why don't we say the katan can get married? According to the Rishonim, all the das acheres makne. So he says, you know why? Because of the Ran. Which Ran? There are two or three big Rans in Nedarim. One of them is Nedarim that he quotes it from Chavtes here, but it's a misprint. It should be Daf Lamid. The Ran in Nedarim says, Lumdis, how do we look at marriage? How do we look at marriage? So it's the, what does the Ran say? Kivan shehi maskemes umavateles ritzona lekiddush ha'ish. Once the woman acquiesces to become married, so then hari mashve atzma labayla kidavar shel hefker. The woman halachically is totally passive by marriage. Very extreme sheets of the Ran, and the woman makes herself like hefker, and the man acquires. Meaning, there's no haknah here. There's a koneh, but there's no makneh. So says the Avnei Miluim, that's why there's no das acheres makneh by a marriage, because the woman just makes herself davar shel hefker. What's that? A siluk. That's not a haknah. A hefker is a siluk, like our toaster says. Memela, it's not called the akna, and a katan cannot get married. Again, the Avnei Miluim quotes that Ran a few times in his commentary. He likes that Ran. But again, that fits into the yisod of toaster here, that hefker is not a hakna, it's more of a siluk, and that is why it's not on the list of kinyanim of an eved, according to Shmuel. Yeah. Could you Kadazakar's makna only work by Kenyan Mammon and not by Kenyan Isser? Maybe also here the woman is not being makna an item, being makna herself. You know, so you also might say that's different. But you're right. You're right. He wants to use the Dazakar's makna by O Kenyanim. Yeah. Isn't that Tosfos Lashitasa going to back to Psachim? Well, because Tosfos held that Bitzel was Hefker. Right, Rashi says it was something else. Tosfos says Bittel was Hefker, and the Rabban argued there's a difference between Hefker and Bittel. So according to Tosfos, though, one of the questions the Rabban asked on Tosfos was that you could do Bittel on Shabbos, you can't do Hefker on Shabbos. So you want to say it's Lashitasa, that if Tosfos holds Hefker is a siluk, so then Nechinami, gotta work it out. See if all the sheetahs work out. Anyway, it's good ha'aretz. You have to look back. What is that? That daf dalet or so. Gotta look back to see whether it's Tosfos Lashitasa about Hefker being siluk. Oh, Baruch Hashem. Maskevah Rav Papa. So Rav Papa says, 1 minute. What we say up until now, which is the bottom of the previous Amud, that we compare Eved Meshuchrar and Ger and Yefas Torah, we compare everything, and that is Machlokas Tanaim, whether Kabbalah's mitzvahs is needed. So Maskevah Rav Papa, 1 minute. Emer, Tisham is Lulu Rabbanim Yefas Torah, Tosheichah B'mitzvahs. How do you know that you could bring a raya from the case of Yefas Torah, and there's a parallel machlokas tanoim, maybe over there the Rabbanan say you need Kabbalah's mitzvos, because there the Yefas Torah is a goy up until now, and she's not shayach in any mitzvos. Aval eved the shayach b'mitzvos hachanami. But maybe by an eved where he has been doing some mitzvos up until now, the afila Rabbanan modu. Maybe the Rabbanan would agree that Kabbalah's mitzvos is not needed by stage two. Titania, after all, we have a brisa that somebody does not require, that the Rabbanan themselves, I'm sorry, do not require Kabbalah's mitzvos. Titania, because the brisa says, Echad ger vechad lo kechav min obi kochavim, tzorech lekabel. Whether you're a ger or an eved bought from a non-Jew, you need Kabbalah's mitzvahs. Mashma halokeach mi yisraelin tzorech lekabel. Mashma that if you buy an eved from a Jew, you don't need Kabbalah. So Mani, who is the author of this brisa? If it's Rav Shimon ben Elazar, ha'amar lokeach min obi kochavim nami, ain't tzorech lekabel. He says you never need Kabbalah's mitzvahs, even if you buy the eved from a non-Jew. Elolav rabbanan. It must be that this is the shita of the rabbanan. Vishmamina delokeach min obi kochavim tzorech lekabel. And it must be that the rabbanan hold that only if you buy from a non-Jew do you need Kabbalah's mitzvahs. Avalokeach miYisrael ain't tzorech lekabel. But buying from a Jew would not need Kabbalah. So even the rabbanan agree to that. So we're back to the original question. Elakasha echad gev echad gev mishukrar. We're back to the original question of, isn't there a stira in Bryce's whether you need Kabbalah's mitzvahs by the second stage of Evan Meshukrar? And there's a brisa that says there's no difference between Ger and Evan Meshukrar. Isn't that regarding Kabbalah's mitzvahs? So the Gemara says no. Kitanya hilinyan tvila. When the Gemara said earlier that there's a comparison between a Ger and an Evan Meshukrar that was not regarding Kabbalah's mitzvahs. They're not compared to regarding Kabbalah's mitzvahs, because really an Evan Meshukrar does not require Kabbalah's mitzvahs at stage two. What are they comparable in terms of? In terms of tevila, they both require a tevila. A ger requires a tevila, and an Evan Meshukhar at stage two also requires a tevila. Period. End of that discussion. Tanya. So now we have a little break related to Yefas Toar, which was brought up before. Tanur Abana. The Brisa says, quoting the Pasuk in Kisese, the Gilchas Rosha V'Asasa Tziparneha. So what does the Yefas Toar do? Part of the process, we shave her head and we are asisa. She has to do her nails. What does asisa mean? machlokas. Rabbi Eliezer Omer takutz. Rabbi Eliezer says the word asasa here means she has to cut off her nails. Rabbi Akiva Omer tagdil. Rabbi Akiva says no, it means she has to grow her nails. Machlokas, opposite. Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer says, "Why does? How do you know that it means to cut off? Nemrasiya barosh v'nemrasiya b'tziprinayim. It says you got to do something to the hair, and it says you have to do something to the nails. Malahalan havara, just like by the hair, it says v'gilcha, which means to shave off. So too afkan havara, so too by the nails, it means to cut off." Rabbi Akiva Omer, Nemrasiya barosh v'nemrasiya b'tziprinayim. Akiva says, "No, a different comparison. Malahala nevil, afkan nevil. Just like by the hair, it's to make her look disgusting. So to here is to make her look disgusting, so that the man, you know, eventually realizes that he's not supposed to live with her. So, do you compare this? Might be looked at. How do you compare it in terms of the act or in terms of the result?" That's how my Chavrusa formulated it. So do you focus on the act of growing long, or do you focus on the result of becoming menuval? So that is a machlokas, what the word va'asasa means. V'raya, let's just finish the next line. V'raya, divrei Rabbi Eliezer, what's a raya to the words of Rabbi Eliezer that it means to cut off? When we pibosh, because the pasuk by David, when we pibosh went out to greet David, when we pibosh has been shol, yara l'kras ha-melech, lo asa ragla v'lo asa svamo. My asiya ha'avar. What does asiya usually mean? It means to cut off, and it says here he didn't. He didn't groom himself before he went out to David HaMelech. So that's a hint to the shita of Rabbi Eliezer. Yeah.
According to Akiva, the word asiya means doing something.
According to Rabbi Akiva, it is a shevi al tase.
How could that be?
Maybe because it's a kiyum. You're not doing something, but it's a kiyum. Why? Because if you look on the mefarshim, they're showing him on Chumash the Chizkuni says, I look at maybe the Ramban would fit it better. According to the Ramban, this is Avelus. These are Mishpatei Avelus. And therefore, Va'asasa, do something with your fingernails to be Mekayim Avelus by not doing something. That's a Kiyam. So that might be why Va'asasa. The Ramban writes in Kiseitse, Kikol Eila Mishpatei Avelus. All of these actions are Mishpatei Avelus, and therefore, so maybe that's the Kiyam. That's how it could use an active verb, even though it's referring to something that Shei Baltasa. And so the Chizkuni on Vigilchas Rosha, on the first part, not v'asa, but gilchas roya, on chopping off her hair. So the Chizkuni says, kedin mitzora, kederach sheyotzim mechol lekodesh, kemo she'asu halevim. That's what we had a couple weeks ago. It's parts of the levim shaved off their head when they became levim. And we know a mitzora, when he comes back to the fold, he has to shave off his head. So shaving off head, we spoke about this in the drasha, actually, one or two times, about what the symbol of the hair is. But he says, so too here, if she's going to come, tachas kanfei ashkina, if she's going to become Jewish, she also has to shave. Why doesn't a gerer you have the general mitzvah to shave? Okay, kasha. But either way, at least here, the Yefas Toar has an idea to shave. Tana Rabbanan, last line. Uvach says, aviv es ima. She cries for her father and for her mother. Rabbi Eliezer Omer. Rabbi Eliezer says, aviha aviha mamish, ima ima mamish. Rabbi Eliezer says that it means literal. She cries for her parents. She's going to leave her parents. She's going to become a ger. And therefore, she cries for her parents. Avelos, like the Ramban says, ala Torah. Rabbi Akiva Omer, aviha, same shitas, right? The question is, could we parallel the two? We parallel the two. According to Rabbi Eliezer, we just explained Rabbi Eliezer, takutz to work out whether it's a parallel machlokas. Rabbi Kiva Omer, Avia v'ima zu avodas kochavim. No, what does it mean? She's crying for her avodazara. That's what she's crying for. She's not crying for her parents. V'cheinu Omer, Omrim la'etz avi ata v'chulu. A father, avodazara is compared to a father and a mother, and therefore they cry, machlokas, Rabbi Kiva, what does the words avia v'ima mean in the pasuk? Tav Tosfos, what's the machlokas, what's this machlokas about, whether it means parents or avodazara? So Tosfos says, l'mispar kroi pligi, either just try it in the pasuk, machlokas apshan in the pasuk, or Tosfos says, anafkamina, what if her parents died a long time ago? Right, so does she have to wait this 30 days for avelus? Do you have to wait? So inamil nafkamina meso aviyavimo nizgairu. Right, she's not related anymore to them. So nafkamina, according to Rabbi Eliezer, she doesn't have to wait because she's crying for her parents avelus. She doesn't have parents anymore, so she doesn't have to. Or the other shita has to wait no matter what. Here's an interesting Mor Nevuchim where the Rambam writes in the Mor Nevuchim, the end of Gimel Mem Aleph. What is this avelus about? He says, this is a general avelus point. He says, avelus is cathartic. That's what he writes. Ki la'avelim nachas bibichiyasam. Avelim is important. Again, shiva. That's the whole point of shiva. You speak to people, Rahman al-Islam, who missed out on a shiva because of a yantif, because of some other reason. You know, it's shiva is cathartic. People, I mean, we don't, that's something that we like to do or that we want to do, but it's something latova of the avelim. The oreris evlam at close kochosem agufaniim is exhausting, but it is something that we look for, we look towards, because it helps us through our difficult times. So even by this woman, the Ifas Toar, says the Rambam, we give her time for Avelos, because this is something that is naturally needed, and therefore says the Rambam in the Mor Nevuchim that we give it to her in order to help her get through this time. Continuing the Gemara, we darshan some psukim, yerach yamim. It says that we have to, she has avelos for yerach yamim. So yerach shloshim yom. Yerach from the word yareach, the moon, 30 days. Rishu ben Elazar omer tishim yom. He says 90 days. How do you get 90? Yerach shloshim. Yerach means 30. Yamim shloshim yamim. Yerach yamim. Yamim is another 30 days, that's 60. V'yachar kein, shloshim, is another 30, and therefore it is 90 days, according to Rav Shimon ben Elazar. Maskav l'ravina, ema, so once you're darshaning that way, maybe ema yerach shloshim, yamim shloshim, v'yachar kach, kihani. Maybe yerach means 30, yamim means 30, and then v'yachar kein, after these days, means after a comparable time like the previous ones. So it should be 120. After the 60, have another 60. How do you know it's 30, 30, 30? Maybe it means 60 and 60, so kasha. We don't have an answer to that. He doesn't darshan v'achar kein to be parallel to the first. Period. End of our little discussion of Yifas Toar. Again, as we had a shiur on this a couple of years ago, there's a sheet of Rashi and Kiddushin explained by the Ritva that Yifas Toar is an example of a Geiris Bal Karcha. The Ramban al Torah argues with that. Again, it's a big discussion exactly how the lumdus of Yifas Toar, when is the Bia Rishona, is she Jewish yet, is she not Jewish yet, what exactly is the Heter, Dibra Torah Kedeged Yetzirah. But again, that is an interesting discussion of Yifas Toar. Just one point, I didn't have time to look it up, but I think I remember from Rabbi Frand in his Sefer al Torah, in his Parsha Sefer, I don't think we have it here, I don't have it at home, I'm going to look it up, asked the Kasha, why Yerach? Very unusual lashon. Why does it say Yerach Yamim by Yifas Torah? Say Chodesh Yamim. Is that a much more common word? Chodesh Yamim. Why Yerach? Very unusual word. Question one. Question two is, he says Yerach, the Zohar says Yerach is Chodesh Elul. What does it mean? Yerach Yamim zu Chodesh Elul. So what does Chodesh Elul have to do with Yifas Torah? Yerach Yamim. So he quotes a pshat that I remember we quoted from, that Yerach, if you look in Iksuba and in a get, in Iksuba we use the word Chodesh. Chodesh. And in a get, we use Yerach, Yareach, in the Lashon of a get. Why? Chodesh is from the word Chadash, new. By a ksuba, by a marriage, it's new, it's looking forward, it's the beginning of something. Yerach is always used by the end of a process. By a get, it's the end. By this Yifas Toar, she's crying now for her previous life, for her parents, for Avodah Zarah, Yerach. And also Chodesh Elul, the end of the year. The end of the year, where we have to turn over a new leaf. And we have to say all the Averis of this year we're doing tshuva for. We're getting rid of it. And we're starting afresh. That's why Dafka Yerach Yamim is used by Yifas Toar. Because she's leaving and that's the connection to get. And that's the pshat of the Zohar. And that's why, by the way, Kisetzi is usually lain in Chodesh Elul. Kisetzi, this parsha, always comes out in Chodesh Elul. Period. Tanu Rabbanon, says the Raisa, back to the case we had before about the Eved Kenani. What happens? We noted in Eved Kenani two stages. He becomes an Eved Kenani. He's chayav mitzvos like a woman. And then the second stage, he's going to have to be mekayim all the mitzvahs. Let's say an Eved Kenani does not want to be mekayim the mitzvahs. No, I don't want to. I don't want to be a full Jew. Are you allowed to keep that Eved? Machlokas. Taner Rabbanan. Mekayim an avadim she'en amalim divrei Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel says, you could keep avadim that do not get bris milah, meaning that don't want to accept the mitzvahs. Rabbi Akiva Omer ein mekayim. Rabbi Akiva says, no, you're not allowed to. Why wouldn't you be able to be allowed to? What's the problem with keeping an Eved? That's not mild. So Tosfos has two days. Tosfos Dibur Maskil Ein. Number one is because now you have a guy in your house and he's going to touch your wine. He's going to make a Yayin Esach. Right? So what do you mean? You don't have non-Jews in your house? The answer is this is on a Kavua basis. You're going to have this there on a Kavua basis. Right? L'mayin Afkamina livens. Right? You have this on a Kavua basis. You know, Shema Yinasech Yeno. So maybe if you have all Yayin Mavushel, so then it's not a problem. Either way, Tosfos day number one is Gzeira. Gzeira number two of Tosfos is that it's a Din to Araisa. It's an Isser Aseh, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Avraham Avinu to give Mila to his Avadim, and therefore you can't have an Eved that's not mild. Wow. Second day of 2 days of Tosfos. Omer Le Rabbi Yishmael. Yeah? Then you cannot, maybe can you bring Karan Pesach L'chor or not? Right? If it's an Eved Kenani, that's not mild. Right. Might not be able to bring the Karan Pesach. Right, so maybe he's talking about non-Karban Pesach time. Maybe non-Karban Pesach time. Amar Rabbi Yishmael, Harihu Omer, Rabbi Nafish Ben Amascha. One minute, Rabbi Yishmael says, what do you mean? But it says by Shabbos that your Ben Amascha has to rest. And we're going to learn in 2 minutes that your Ben Amascha is referring to your Eved that didn't have Mila. So Amar Leis, Rabbi Kiva answers, no. Belokeach Eved Ben Ashmashus, Velospikla Mulach Hazem Adaber. You know what that's referring to? An Eved that you got right before Shabbos. You didn't have a chance to give Mila to yet. So that Eved that you're allowed to keep, and that Eved, though, has to be rest on Shabbos. Just like your other Avadim have to rest on Shabbos. So, period. But everybody seems to agree that that pasuk is referring to an Eved that does not have Mila. My mashma, how do you know? Titanya, because the Medrash says, V'nafish ben amascha, your ben amascha should rest on Shabbos. Be Eved Arel kasim adaber. It's referring to an your Eved who is an Arel. At Omer be Eved Arel o enu ela be Eved Mahul. What is that referring to? An Eved Arel or an Eved Mahul? Kshu Omer, I have a different pasuk in Vaschanon. Laban Yanuach Avdecha v'amascha kamocha. You already have another pasuk that tells me your Avadim have to rest on Shabbos. Hari Eved Mahul Amur. So that pasuk is referring to a circumcised Eved. Hama ani mekayim v'nafish ben amascha. So what's the other pasuk referring to? Be Eved Arel. It must be referring to an Eved Arel. And according to Rabbi Akiva, you got it right before Shabbos. So that's why you're allowed to keep it, but you didn't get to do Bris Mila yet. Continuing to darshan that pasuk by Shabbos, v'hager, the ger also has to rest on Shabbos. Ze ger toshav. This is referring to a ger toshav. What does this mean? Major machlokas Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi here has a huge chiddush. Rashi says ger toshav. He was makabel on himself not to do avodah zarah, but he still eats treif. But Rashi adds, and he has to keep Shabbos. Why? Hamachalal as a Shabbos ka'ovid avodas kochavim. He's a ger toshav. He's not Jewish. But once he's a ger toshav, he accepts to do not to do avodah zarah. Shabbos is part of avodah zarah. Because if you violate Shabbos, it's kilo ovid avodas kochavim. Tosfos, the other Rishonim say, Rashi, what are you talking about? A goy is not allowed to keep Shabbos. Goy shel Shabbos chayiv misa. You know what this is referring to? No. It is referring to a non-Jew who accepts Zion mitzvahs, who's doing work for you. That's what the pasuk is referring to. That the ger toshav should rest if he's doing work for you. Rashi has an amazing chiddush. Rashi says, ger toshav, no, it's a chiv on him. It's a chiv on him. It's amazing. What's Rashi? So the Aruch Laner says, according to Rashi, you see that a ger toshav is different than a regular ben noach. And according to Rashi, once a ger toshav accepts to do mitzvos, sheva mitzvos b'nei noach, he has to do them like a Jew does them. And if a Jew does them, Shabbos is included in avodah zarah for a Jew, so too a ger toshav. This is a big discussion, we don't have time to go into it totally now. What is the status of a ger toshav? If you look in the Ritva, just one makar, the Ritva in Makas Daf Tes says there are three categories. There is a ger toshav, there is a ben noach, and there's a kusi. A ger toshav, he says, is somebody who goes in front of Beis Din and says, I accept to do sheva mitzvos b'nei noach. Fully, I'm ready, I accept. That's the highest level, and that's a ger toshav. And that's a real Kabbalah is needed. A real Kabbalah. Second level down is a ben noach. Somebody who accepts to do the sheva mitzvos, but he accepted it by himself. Not in front of Beis Din, not as serious about it. He has the status of an Eina Mitzvah V'Yosef. That's the second category down. And number three is Stamakusi. Somebody who doesn't accept any mitzvahs. He's in violation. He's in violation. But there are three categories in halacha. Interesting. If you look in the Griz al Rambam, the Briz Karav, on the last page of the Sefer, he has letters in the last 10 pages. The last one is about Ger Toshav. Somebody asked him, is there any difference between a Ger Toshav and another non-Jew? He says, this is a Ritva. It's Ritva and Makas, Daf Tes. So the Griz quotes that Ritva, that there's a separate category. But from Rashi here, you already see it's a separate category. Separate category of Ger Toshav, he has to keep Shabbos. He has to keep Shabbos. And the other Rishonim disagree with that. Okay, so that's what Vahager is. How many times have we said that in Kiddush Shabbos morning? Right? Vahager, right? We have to know what we're talking about. So now we can think about it. Machlokas Rashi Tosfos. At Omer Zeh Ger Toshav Einu Ela Ger Tzedek. Does the pasuk Hager in by Shabbos refer to a Ger Toshav or a real Ger? Shomer V'Ger Chashav Shavech Ari Ger Tzedek Amur. Once you have the other pasuk, it's referring to Ger. Hamayni Mekayim Hager Zeh Ger Toshav. Period. Okay. Omer B'Shua Ben Levi. What happens if you buy an Eved from a non-Jew and he doesn't want to do Bris Mila? So Magagal Adem Ayud Beis Chodesh. You spend 12 months trying to convince him to become Jewish. Lomo, even though, interestingly, you don't convince Stamagoy to become Jewish, like we had yesterday, but once somebody's an Eved Kenani, you convince him to become Jewish. Lomo, but after 12 months, if not, Chozer Mochal Odi Kochavim, then you send him back. You don't force him. Amura Banakamedra Papa Kiman Delok Rabbi Akiva. So what does this work out according to? Who says that you could keep him for 12 months in your house? That must be only according to Rabbi Akiva. Against Rabbi Akiva. The Rabbi Akiva ha'amar ein mekaimin, because Rabbi Akiva just said before, you're not allowed to keep an eved in your house who does not have bris mila. So the Gemara says, no, amalu Rav Papa, no, afilu tam Rabbi Akiva. Even Rabbi Akiva could agree to this. Hani mi lehecha delo paskala milsei. When does Rabbi Akiva say that you're not allowed to keep him in your house? That's only lo paskala milsei. Rashi has two pshatim. The second one is where it's permanent, where you don't have any, you know, foreseeable change. Aval hecha de paskala milsei, but if you have a 12-month limit, Pascha, so then Rabbi Akiva would agree that you're allowed to have him in your house. Go look at Rashi, gives another pshat as well. Amr of Kana, Amrita Lashmai Takame de Razvid. This whole discussion was said in front of Razvid from Nahar Da. Amr Ali, he said, Ihachi, if Rabbi Akiva agrees that for the first 12 months you're allowed to keep him in your house, Ki Amr Le Rabbi Akiva, Belokeach Eve Ben Ashmashas. So then why, when Rabbi Akiva was asked, what is the Torah referring to? Where the Torah says your Eved Arel has to keep Shabbos, why does he have to come up with a case that you got the Eved right before Shabbos? Lishni Leha, why didn't he answer this, that we're talking about an Eved the first 12 months? Somewhere says, you're right, Chalei Mishrei Tami Kamar, he could have answered this, but he didn't. Sholach Ravin Mishpeh Rabbi Loi, Ravin said in the name of Rabbi Loi, V'chol Rabosai Amruli Mishmo, he sent the following message. All the rabbis told me in the name of Rabbi Loi, Ezeo Eved Arel Shemuta Lakaimo, who is the Eved Arel that you're allowed to keep? Zeshalacho Rabo Al Menashelo Lamulo. If you buy an Eved Kanani on condition that he doesn't have to do Bris Mila. Abrura Rabbana Kameder Papa Kamad Lok Rabbi Akiva. Same exact flow. Is this against Rabbi Akiva? Do Rabbi Akiva Ha'amar Ein Mekaimin? Rabbi Akiva says you're not allowed to have this Eved, so this must be against Rabbi Akiva. So Amalura Papa, Rabbi Papa says similar. I feel that Rabbi Akiva, no. Even Rabbi Akiva would agree that it's okay. Hani Mili, when does Rabbi Akiva say you're not allowed to keep an Eved that doesn't have a Mila? Heichad lo asni bahadei. Only if you didn't make the condition explicitly. Av heichad asni asni. But if you did make the condition, then it works. Asked Rav Shach, isn't this masna mashakasav batorah? You're going against the rules of the Torah. You can't make conditions against the rules of the Torah. So he says no. He says all the halachas of Eved Kanani flow from the Kinyan Mamon. So if you limited the Kinyan Mamon to start, that it doesn't get off the ground. It's okay. Only if you have a full Eved Kanani does the Eved Kanani have to have mitzvahs. But if you limited it in the first place, then it's okay.
Do you have a Kinyan Aguf in that case?
Maybe you don't have a Kinyan Aguf. Right. Do you have a Kinyan Isra at all? I'm not sure. You don't have a full Kinyan Mamun, so maybe the Kinyan Isra doesn't even get off the ground. I don't know. We have to look around. Amr Efkahana, Amr Yitzhak Shmaisa Kameh, Rav Zvid Minar Adol. Again, I say this in front of Rav Zvid. The Amr Leh, Ihachi, if Rabbi Akiva agrees that if you make the condition, it's okay. So same question as before. Ki Karmali Rabbi Akiva, Balokeh Evim Minab, Ben Ashmashis, Vlhispak Lamula, why does he have to come up with that case of getting the Evid right before Shabbos? Lishri Leha, why didn't he answer this? So where it says back, Lutamech Lishri Lehach, why didn't you ask what we said before? Ella, Chan Mitriyot Tlas Tami Kamar, he gave one of two or three possible answers. One more minute. Rabbi Chanina Bar Papi, Rabbi Ami, Rabbi Yisrael Nafka, Akil, Rabbi Yisrael Nafka, they were all sitting on the porch. V'yasvi v'kamri.